face. Odysseus has got news for you.
Malfunction.
Odysseus, all the pics a side view.
Something about that word, Odysseus, tells me that somebody who is about to give birth hears it and names their baby Odysseus.
Wasn't that an old-timey ancient name, though, Odysseus?
Sounds Greek in nature.
Yeah, it does.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or am I thinking, no, that's Oedipus.
Yeah, but it sounds like something they would have in ancient Greece.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Like, Odysseus, the Odyssey and that sort of thing, yeah.
Now, that didn't quite work out. Too bad we blew our half a century lead of the space race to send something up there that tipped over. But there's other things that need to be worked on. Things that can be frustrating or even everyday struggles, but should have been solved by now. And I got a list of those. Would you like to hear some of those?
Sure. Yes.
Yes.
The staticky, repetitive, tuneless music you're forced to listen to when you're on hold. It hasn't been improved since the 80s.
Oh, my gosh. And it keeps looping.
Yes.
Say, can't you get another song to after that one?
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The pockets on plus-size women's clothing never seem to be a design consideration. You either get tiny pockets, which haven't been scaled at all, or enormous pockets that have been fully scaled. So your chapstick swims down to the depths around the fly. Shopping carts with wheels that easily break, get stuck, or fall out of alignment. I mean, how often does that happen? You see these carts that are missing parts and or one wheel is stuck.
I hate that when you've got the one cart with the bad wheel.
I gently push the cart around food outlet. I don't understand. I think theirs are in pretty good shape. But I was at Wally World in New Orleans with Goose,
mm-hmm.
and couldn't even find a cart. Once we did, it was like pushing a... All right, TV remotes and appliances with text printed on the buttons where it can wear off with use over time.
Yeah.
So you just have to kind of remember what they do.
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, I'm not down with symbols. Like, pause. Why can't we just have the words?
The word, yeah.
The tiny remote does not do anything for me. In a couple of weeks, having to change your clock when it's daylight savings time. Although mine does by itself. My rogue from Jackie.
Most do now.
Yeah.
The microwave doesn't, the stove doesn't, but even the car does now. It knows.
The plastic fasteners that hold new socks together, they can be difficult to remove without damaging the socks. Yeah. Never had a problem with that. Of course, I rarely wear them anyway.
I noticed that this morning when I came in.
Autocorrect. If I typed it, it's what I meant to type. Go. The fact.
Yeah, right.
In my Boom column that comes out Friday.
Uh-huh. Which I'm reading right now, by the way.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good?
Yes, so far, so good.
I invented three new words for this thing.
Stratosphere.
Stratosphere. But every time I typed it, it would get the lines underneath and then correct it to stratosphere.
I know,
so you
I
have
know,
to go back
right?
and retype it to make it understand. No, this is what I want.
I meant.
You idiot, you. Having to use a keyboard on a TV screen to enter your email address, that is painstaking.
I hate that. And how often do we have to do that?
Yeah, and there's
letter
no way.
Letter.
There's really no way to do that quickly unless you're a savant. Although I do owe a few. Somebody said, why can't all power cords and everything that needs to be plugged in from toasters to lamps to coffee makers to fans all be retractable? And if you're in your car right now, you may relate to this. Car horns in radio commercials or sirens. Why is that still happening? It's not supposed to, is it, Jay?
Oh, the horns?
Shouldn't, I don't think.
Yeah.
And bacon packaging that can be resealable without needing another bag. That is so true, because no bacon, the only one, that's one reason, although it's great bacon, I buy Wright's.
Yeah.
Because it's like a giant, thick baggie.
You can seal it up again.
Seal it up again. But
yeah.
Most of the regular thin-sliced bacon
can't
packages.
That.
Yeah.
Right.
So there you go. We're solving all the world's problems in one swell swoop. I mentioned my Rogue. I bought it at Jack Ingram. I'm an 8-time customer at Jack Ingram, and I'm very proud of it. I've always been super thrilled with the quality of the cars, and we've always bought used. Or pre-owned, if you will, because at Jack Ingram, they put cars through a vetting process that's unlike any other. Now, those are on the vehicles I bought. They have upgraded those processes to to create Jack Ingram Select used cars. They have to pass a test to be on the lot and available for sale, starting with 84 points under the engine that must meet factory specifications. That's just for starters. Each car has to go through the Carfax Vehicle History Report to make sure it's never been involved in a major incident. And if it is, they don't even consider it. It's off to auction. And they try to take the guesswork out of buying a car, where all you're really looking at is, this car fit our budget? Does it fit our personal or family needs, or my business? That's all you need to worry about. And they've got 25 lending partners there to make sure you get done. It's time to love what you drive, the place to find that dream car. And don't forget, Tip Thames and his team have an excellent locator service. So if you don't have quite what you want, they'll find it at jackingramselect.com and the entire Ingram family of stores on the boulevard. Traffic and then SRN News coming up.
Well, if you're headed into Montgomery this morning on I-65 southbound, mile marker 179, that's going to be right on top of the Cops Ford Road exit. Got a medical emergency going on there in a vehicle. They have dispatched an ambulance. Watch out for it. We've also got an accident in Elmore on Highway 14 at Bellencraft Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. And in Montgomery, the 4700 block of Wears Ferry Road, that's right near Alabama Christian Academy, we've got a minor accident there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated on traffic. Very busy all over the area this morning. Midterm B classes start March 5th at Trenum State. Your future's bright. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Now a star is born. On February 27th, 1981, the world welcomed little baby Josh Groban. The talents of the future adult contemporary slash operatic pop slash soft rock superstar were immediately apparent.
So I can stand up.
40-something housewives are gonna eat that up. Josh Groban, a star is born.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Today's show is brought to you by February, the shortest month of the year. Just our luck. The only month that has brew in it has to be the quick one.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
From all of us at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company and everybody on News Talk 93.1 FM,
thanks for calling.
It's 8.
SRN News, I'm Rev Thomason.
The polls are open in Michigan. Voters casting ballots in the local presidential primary for the Democrats. President Biden is facing a challenge from those dissatisfied with his response to the Israel-Hamas war. They've been urging voters to cast uncommitted ballots. No plans for boots on the ground in Ukraine. That, according to the NATO Secretary General. This after the French president refused to rule out the possibility of Western troops winding up in Ukraine. President Biden meets at the White House this week with top congressional leaders, pressing for quick action to avoid a looming government shutdown. He also wants to send more money to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. February's end is bringing some extreme weather to much of the U.S. The Northwest has gotten snow, even as the Midwest gets a taste of summer. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 27 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
Welcome to the show, man.
Welcome to the show.
It's National Strawberry Day.
This is what it is, dude.
Strawberries?
Strawberries.
Yeah, I like strawberries, but I don't...
I'm getting you strawberries.
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
They had strawberry.
They were strawberries.
Strawberries.
Strawberries make me break out.
Happy National Strawberry Day.
It's showtime.
Strawberries cost plus 10% of food outlet. On News Talk 93.1 FM at 8:13. We're going to give away a $20 Steve Bistro gift card this hour, and I think I have a game we can play.
Okay. Games people play.
We're always looking for something new to do, and this one, hang on a second. This is a karaoke game of people that are supposedly so bad you have to actually guess.
What the song is.
Wow.
All right. So let's give this a roll. See if you can identify this one. That's enough.
You want to give it away? You want to say it?
Oh, go ahead, yeah.
Before he cheats, Carrie Underwood.
Very good. Got a bunch of these. Kind of eager to hear this one.
Oh, baby, baby, the reason I breathe.
It's a guy.
Still horrible.
But it's rather easily identified. Well, I will come up with one of these. We don't need to have a long, drawn-out contest. The way you guys milked that thing the day I was out. I mean, the two of you were like, you had your legs crossed on the top of the cower and you underneath with an udder in each hand.
Best part shameless. Is...
It was shameless.
I know, but we didn't have to play any kind of music to get people to call.
The phones were going crazy.
You know what? I could use the rest of the morning off.
That's what he's going to do.
Long day yesterday. I think I'll let you guys pick it up from here.
Take my newspaper clipping and go home.
I like that clipping. I mean, that was like a really wonderful surprise this morning.
That doesn't, the odd thing, for whatever reason, when I saw the date on it, I was like, that doesn't feel like that was that long ago. But no. I, you know. I
Let's
know.
Put it this way. You were two.
I know.
That was, at that date, I was working at WHHY.
That's not the date, that's the date they published. I wonder, what was the date that they took that photo? Do you remember, you said you remember the photographer.
Yeah, Joe Truman. I mean, I don't remember the exact photo moment, and you can tell from the wild look on my face that I'm, who knows, I may have been, no, I don't think so. Not that day. But I love the picture. It's a good action shot. For all the action you can get in a radio studio, I'll take it. 8:15.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Two things that stand out about today. It's going to be the first 80-plus degree day. I've got us around 82. Is that a record? No, but the record, funny you should ask, was 1 year ago today when it was 84. That was during an 11-day streak of 80-degree temperatures this time last year. Wow. The other thing about today is the winds, which are really, well, they're already at 14 miles an hour, will be as high as 30 miles per hour, maybe even gusting beyond that at times later on. Limited sunshine, so considerable cloudiness with, again, 82 today. 65 tonight is very mild for an overnight low. Scattered showers tomorrow ahead of a cold front, especially in the afternoon and early evening. Could be the rumble of thunder. High near 80. Much cooler Thursday. Yeah, I would say it's a big deal cool down with a high temperature barely up to about 60 after 82. That's quite a drop. Breezy today. Periods of showers will be in the forecast Friday, Saturday, Sunday, probably Monday as well. That's not one storm system. That's just a series. And it's not going to rain all the time. Right now this morning, with that south wind at 14, it's mostly cloudy and 67 at 8:17.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Today is February 27th, No-Brainer Day. Well, of course it is. What else would it be? I mean, seriously, why are we even talking about this? It's No-Brainer Day. Duh.
What's a good restaurant for people with no brains who can't find something on their own there, Jay Scott?
Brains or no brains, you should go over to the Seafood Bistro.
Yes.
And enjoy some delicious food over there. That'll get your brain going. They got some great food.
Tilapia is awesome.
Tilapia is wonderful. They got the whitefish, the salmon. If you like some other types, they've got catfish, even fish that aren't fish. They have gators. You can eat gator over there. Which, to this day, I still have not tried gator.
It's good.
And I'm not apprehensive to try it. It's just when I get there, I can't stop ordering just my favorites.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't bite back,
I give it a shot. That problem. But I've only had gator in chili, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, no. Gator bites at St. Clair's, too, by the way. Anyway. Go ahead.
But yeah, they got gator over there at the Seafood Bistro, and they got crab claws, they got their catfish, the fried chicken tenders. The large shrimp there as well. You can also get salads if you want to do that. The boil bags, we've heard about those. The amount of shrimp that come in those boil bags, just a ton. The amount of food you get with anything you order there, it's more than just the one meal. The red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo, delicious. Those po' boys are to die for. They are wonderful over at the Seafood Bistro. See everything we've been talking about on the menu by going to their website. TheSeafoodBistro.com is where you can find them. You can also find them on your delivery apps and your phone. As well as you can find them on Facebook. 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're at, 279-7500. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. 279-7500, the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, we're going to keep it simple on this no-brainer day there.
Yeah.
This is drunk karaoke.
Go down one more, right? Do that one.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, too. Okay, so all you need to do is call us at 272-9228 and give us the title of this song.
Okay.
We're all sensitive people. So much to give.
All right, that's
sounded like Chris Farley.
I've done that. I've done that one in karaoke, and I was pretty bad, too.
You're right about the Chris Farley.
You're not going
That's
to amount
sound like.
To death! Squat!
Yeah.
No, I've done that one in Panama City on karaoke.
Yeah, I was telling somebody the other day about your karaoke and that you only do it when you know nobody you know is anywhere near where
I have 180 mile an hour. I have to be 180 miles from Montgomery, at least.
272-9228. Identify that song. Shall we play it one more time? because I'm not overwhelmed by the response on this yet.
My buddy
Whoops.
My buddy Jeff said I sounded like Shatner singing it. Wendell J. got it correct.
Isn't that sexy?
He just texted me. Hey, man. Wendell got it.
Looks like we have somebody who might be able to name that tune.
Oh, I bet he will. He or she.
News Talk, who's this?
I was not as bad as that, but I was bad.
Well, let's go to David. David, good morning.
Marvin Gaye, let's get it on.
That's the correct answer. Correct. Very good.
Yeah.
And I was a very bad rendition of it.
I was doing it like Shatner. Let's get it on.
Oh, man. I was able to fish it out of the system the other day, and I can't get it. Way to go. You got a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card coming your way.
Thank you.
All right. Don't go away.
Stand by.
And now at 8:22... let's get 1819 News.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
$30 million in grant money will soon be given to develop industry-ready sites here in Alabama. The money is being allocated by the State Industrial Development Authority and will go to various economic development groups in Alabama in order to help them create quality industrial sites. The $30 million will be given to 29 different industrial sites here in the state after 34 groups applied within the program for the grant money. State Senator Arthur Orr was the only member of the SIDA board who voted against the grant money allocations or expressed concern over the funding being used to purchase land rather than develop the land. Alabama Commerce Secretary Ella McNair maintains that the ability for local leadership to purchase the land is of critical importance. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A suspect in a hit and run that killed a Pell City mother has been successfully extradited back to Alabama after being caught by police in Colorado. Shauna Maston was booked in the St. Clair County Jail on Monday. She and another suspect, Christopher Cody, are wanted for striking and killing 46-year-old Rebecca Poe with a vehicle back in 2022. Poe had confronted both of them as they were breaking into cars. A peace forum is going to be held in Mobile at the end of this week. The city's public safety director is organizing the forum to address community concerns about violent crime. The event will be held at the Dodge Community Center on Saturday, March 2nd. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
I'm Greg Albritton. Like most of you, my family and I have worked hard for all we have. To start with nothing and do great things is what we used to call the American dream. I'm running for Congress because I can't stand by and watch our American values, goals, and freedoms be taken away from us by the nonsense going on in Washington, D.C. It's hurting us, our state, and our country, and I know how to do something about it. Send me, Greg Allbritton, to Congress, and I'll take some Alabama common sense with me. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I'm running for Congress. We can fuss all day about the invasion at our borders, the reckless spending of our money, and our weakened military system, but talking won't fix our country's problems. I'm a retired naval officer and an Alabama state legislator. I know how our military should work and what our veterans need. I know how to get a law passed, and I know how to spend our money wisely. On March 5th, vote to send me, Greg Allbritton, to Washington. I'm determined, I work hard, and I get results. I'm Greg Allbritton, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Greg Allbritton for Congress.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You are a meathead.
You stupid, ignorant son of a...
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is National Pokemon Day. If you don't know, Pokemon is Japanese for get a life, dude. You're 43 years old. Research shows men with six-pack abs are at a greater risk for heart disease. Well, let me offer a radio high five to all of you other healthy guys with beer guts. Walmart is offering mammograms at special locations. However, women should be careful to look for the official signs and not fall for the guy in the parking lot wearing a homemade t-shirt that says Official Breast Inspector. And researchers have taught a robot dog to open a door with its leg, which means the next thing robot dogs will enter is your nightmares. This is not headline news.
Time for our news brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. I kind of want to hit on that. We were looking at earlier clip of our current president, the occupant.
Yeah. He's talking about his very, very serious situation going on in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And he's got an ice cream cone in
very
his hand.
Very presidential.
It is just terrible optics.
Very, very terrible optics. And there are other things happening out there, too, that... now, there's some good news here. Medical student, and this, I don't want, I want to know why they can't do this at Harvard and some of the other places they have billions of dollars in endowments.
Where somebody gave $1 billion and they suspended tuition? Is that what the one
that's
you're talking about?
That's the one right here. This is at Albert Einstein College of Medicine. A huge surprise.
She announced
Dr. Ruth Gottesman, chair of the board of the college, told the students this.
I'm happy to share with you that starting in August this year, the Albert Einstein College of Medicine will be tuition free.
Thinking back to my SAT scores, and I'm wondering if I could have gotten into the Albert Einstein College.
I don't know. But then there was another soundbite I heard of a student talking about what they were paying. Oh my gosh, this is just, can you imagine they went crazy?
All of these legacy schools have billions of dollars in trust funds.
Yep.
But they still want people, and you know, the whole college loan system is screwed up because they want to loan you the money, and you got students running up, you know, six figures of debt, probably part of that for partying and other things they don't really need to do. And then they're being asked to pay it back. It's like buying a house.
Of course.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It actually keeps most of them from being able to buy a house.
Well, that's very true. It's a lingering dark cloud over your head.
There should be some kind of system in place that's, okay, this is your chosen field of study. Here's what you can expect to earn in that. So take a look at that relative to what you can expect to be able to pay back on this money. And they don't do that. And people get stuck for years and years and years.
What state is it that that helps you out quite a bit if you're going to... they subsidize you if you're going to college.
Georgia does.
Is it Georgia?
All Georgia schools are tuition-free for Georgia residents.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And on the other hand, in other money news, here's a lady that was charged $1,000 for a Subway sandwich.
No way, unless it's wrapped in gold and it's from some other place. I would never pay $1,010 for a Subway sandwich. I'm just trying to make ends meet at this point in time. Stressed, overwhelmed. I couldn't get groceries at one point because my account was negative.
Oh, that's God. Not the first time that's happened, too. Not just not to her, but from that same Subway.
Really?
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
And as far as I remember reading, now she's getting a little bit of notoriety here, but from what I remember reading, I was reading about this yesterday, she was not getting any help from corporate Subway.
That sucks.
She was going to her bank to try and get that done, but...
Right. Yeah. That is the most mismanaged company in the planet. Especially when they went all woke with their spokespeople.
Oh, yeah. And not only that, they...
Starting with the soccer bitch, Megan Rapinoe, who hates everything and everybody, but mostly hates herself.
They changed their whole menu system, too. So, yeah, they made a lot of mistakes recently when she took over.
So, $1,000 for a sub. That must have been, like, instead of a foot long, like... 300 feet long. Oh, and here's one other question. This one addressed to women in particular. Ladies, do you have an old person's name? A mom on TikTok named Amber is going viral after her daughter told her that's an old person's name.
Amber. My daughter told me the name Ashley or Amanda or my name is Amber are old people names, and I never thought about it this way, but she's like, yeah, my teacher's names are Miss Erica, Miss Samantha, whereas young people names, like my daughter is Scarlett, there's Charlotte's, there's Olivia, there's Penelope's, there's Isabella's, there's Bella's, there's Ella's. Those are young people names. For me, Ashley is always going to be like my friend from elementary, so it just seems like a kid name to me, but it's not. Ashley, Amanda, Amber, all of these names are basically the new Margaret or Barbara.
Margaret, yeah. Or how about Mary Lou?
Ever say where you came up with Janelle?
No, where'd you get Janelle?
Because although it's a name I'm starting to see with greater frequency now, my best buddy in Chicago, Guy Barcelona, same initials.
Guy Barcelona.
GB.
He married a girl named Janelle.
Okay.
And she was the only Janelle anybody knew, and she was stunning. And I was the best man, got to do their toast at the wedding and everything. Yeah. And I even at the toast said, if I ever have a daughter, I am going to name her after you.
Yeah.
And I did.
How about that? What's Janelle's middle name?
Carol. Sadly, my mom, her grandmother, passed away a month before she was born, and my mother would have just absolutely adored her.
Yeah.
So we just... And,
so you named Carol.
Yeah. Nice. It's 8:34 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That was brought to you. It wasn't necessarily hard news, but it was brought to you by Pettier and Concrete Technologies. A visit to their Facebook page is not only educational, but inspiring, because concrete is an investment. And sadly, too many people fall for the, well, you know, I've got my nephew does concrete on the side. Or somebody knows somebody and you wind up doing business with somebody that doesn't have the pedigree that Penny Earn Concrete Technologies does. If you're going to make an investment in a concrete project, it should not only cost what it does, but grow in value with your home and become a point of resale when you go to sell the house. And nobody's better with concrete and site prep than Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Visit their Facebook page. Right now they're working on there's new pictures of the Prattville High School football stadium project. They're working on that. But they put the same attention to detail. Look at all the reinforcement that's going into that. When Tom Latham puts his name on something, he wants it to be forever. That he can always take credit for a job well done. Here's some photos of a driveway stamped concrete pour. And then there's some videos here on land clearing and other things. They do it all. And with Tom Latham, when you meet Tom, if you call him up at 284-9292 and have him come to your home for an estimate on a project, you'll know exactly what I'm saying. This guy does not countenance anything less than maximum effort and the best materials for any project he's going to put his name on. That's Penny Earned, 284-9292, and by all means, look and visit them on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Not only will today be our warmest temperature of the year so far, there's some amazingly warm temperatures in the nation. Dallas had 91 yesterday, a little bit west of Austin. There was a 100-degree day in one town. And Chicago may get to 76 today, an all-time February
record.
That's
ridiculous.
But be near zero on the wind chill by tomorrow morning. How about that? For us, we'll take us up to about 82 for a high. A windy day, winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour, maybe higher. I'm saying considerable cloudiness. There may be a few breaks of sun, but not many. Very mild today. Tonight, low 65. Scattered showers tomorrow ahead of the cold front, especially in the afternoon. Maybe the rumble of thunder. High near 80. But then much cooler Thursday. Oh, boy, what a change to a high barely up to about 60 and breezy. Periods of showers at times, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's not one storm system. That's a parade of storm systems across the Gulf South. Right now this morning, south winds at 14 are starting to pick up. It's cloudy and 67 at 837.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Interesting note from a listener through Facebook. You know the not headline news thing we just played?
Yeah.
And the guy, we've seen the you know, free breast inspection.
Right, yeah.
The t-shirts.
So a listener writes, earlier when y'all played it, my grandson was in the car listening. Mm-hmm. And he came up with FBI, Federal Breast Inspector.
Yeah,
I've heard that before.
He's 14 years old. I was shocked. We were all shocked.
I'm shocked, shocked.
He's getting to that age. Yeah, he's at 14.
To that age.
14. He's not getting there. He is there at age 14.
14,
I got
yeah, that's...
Of course... you know, Rich, Jay, and I, we've all outgrown that kind of...
We're up to 15 now.
Yeah. And any day now, we'll be Sweet 16 again. Jennifer, for any angst that may have caused, we... Rich and Jay are really sorry that yes, happened to you.
Yes.
Country Life, the most iconic recipes of the South. None of the stuff from the box. Baked mac and cheese. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Buttermilk biscuits.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, it says German chocolate cake. We had that in Chicago.
That's not a Southern thing.
No, I don't think so. Fried green tomatoes, yes.
Yes.
Skillet cornbread. I've never done that, but I make good cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Cornbread in general, I never had until I came to the South.
Jay, do you know what hummingbird cake is?
I do not. That is not something I've heard before.
It's the most popular recipe in Southern Living magazine. I've never heard of it.
Hummingbird, huh?
Unless it goes by some other name and it's like, oh, that's what that is, you know.
Peach cobbler. I like cobbler.
Yeah. Is that, they're saying that's a Southern thing?
Yeah, fresh peach cobbler. Banana pudding. Yeah, now that's the thing that surprised me when I first came here because I was doing a lot of meat and three hots kind of places.
Yeah.
And the banana pudding. What was the place I stayed at downtown when I first got here? It's the Capital City Inn.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And they had a little restaurant in there, and supposedly their banana pudding was the best. Never got to try that.
Near your house, not too far from your house, Martha's. Martha's has really, really, really good banana pudding.
I have not eaten there.
Yeah. It's a meat and... it's a buffet.
Shrimp and okra put in a soup or a gumbo.
Oh, I fried okra is very... That's very Southern.
And Frito pie. And that's where you open a bag of Fritos, toss in some chili, sharp cheddar, chopped onion, lettuce, sour cream, and you eat right out of the bag.
Ooh.
Nice portable meal. Ooh, that I've done. And in fact, the first time I tried that was at a carnival. Yes, the Friazito, Chiazito, Piazai, as we talk carny to work around situations. Let's hit the traffic dungeon and check in with Skipper at 8:41.
Just had a rash of accidents in the last few minutes. Got a new one now. Fieldcrest at Winchester. Use caution there. If you're on Taylor Road headed to I-85 coming from Vaughn Road just as you pass the East Chase entrance, got two vehicles off on the right side of the road there. McGee Road at Carter Hill, minor accident there. We believe our earlier accidents have cleared. Buckle up, drive carefully. Very busy all over Montgomery on the boulevards, I-65 and 85. And on 231 in out of Wetumpka this morning, keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Shopping is best at Midtown Plaza. Get your nails done at Profession Nails and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton Company development. Wendell Jake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mind if I play a clip from Jesse Waters? Because his subject here is Joyless Reed, and Jesse's funny. Let's see what he has to say.
Every once in a while, Primetime likes to conduct welfare checks on other networks because we care.
Yeah.
And we're a little worried about Joy Reed, our dear, dear friend.
The United States has a population of north of 327 million people. Why do we need more kids? I mean, your party, Senator Tuberville, is the one screaming that 10 million immigrants, which I don't even know that that number even makes any sense because it doesn't.
I don't know if I can take any more of this already. I mean, she is dumber than a box of hammers.
Have streamed into the country since Joe Biden has been president. There was a time when the state of Alabama absolutely needed...
Somebody in charge of God, whose idea was that? Sorry.
So next time you ask if we want to hear something by Jesse Waters, we're going to say no.
Please. I would appreciate it. You guys just don't look out for me, that's all.
Well, if you're like, he's a funny guy, and then all of a sudden, anger!
How can somebody be that willfully stupid? Well, I guess I just was.
Is she on a network, did you say?
I think she's on MSLSD.
Oh, okay.
She's got to be on something.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed math.
All right, time for our morning room nominees at 8:45. Kind of a, you know, yesterday we had an all-star collection of maroons.
Oh, yeah.
Today it's kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? It's sort of a, just a random group. And I'm going to go ahead and give one to British censors who have taken a movie that's been around 60 years, Mary Poppins. If you were asked that, what's the most wholesome Disney movie you can think of?
Right, sure. Absolutely.
All right. They have changed the rating on that movie from G to PG for one word, Hottentots. Apparently, now I know of Hottentot, that's...
Yeah. So,
but Hottentot is a derogatory term originally used by white Europeans to refer to certain people in southern Africa. And they used it on the chimney sweeps who were, you know, whose faces were darkened by chimney dust.
Right.
I guess. This is what, these are the PWNBTs of the world. You could write a whole column on them. People with nothing better to do. And go back and find something about Mary Hoppins. Mary Hoppins they can pop on. Mary Poppins they can hop on. When is nap time today?
That's the Warner Brothers version.
Hey, guess what state we're going to next?
Let's say Florida.
Florida story here.
Where Florida Man competition is still going on.
Florida Man Games.
Largo, Florida. Ronte Stokes was a groomsman at a wedding in Largo, but got kicked out after getting into a fight with the bride, who happens to be his sister. Family man, this fellow is. Started as an argument, then another guest had to escort him out of the reception after he attacked her around 10 o'clock. Police say alcohol may have been a factor, you know?
No.
That is...
Really?
Wow. Got a long rap sheet, spent over 10 years in prison. He gets out, gets to go to a wedding, and he got fined $500 for disorderly intoxication. And I'm giving this one a nomination just because you would think a company that makes chimneys would know something about preventing fire.
You'd think so.
We go to Scranton, yes, a city that really exists in Pennsylvania, where you know, it's home base for the office.
Yeah.
Firefighters there were called to a chimney manufacturing plant after it caught fire. They have no idea how it started or where, but you would think, of all places, a chimney company would be pretty good at taking steps necessary to prevent that. So, dumbest of the dumb. Bad groomsmen, chimney plant, or the British censors.
I don't know. I could go either way on this. What do you think? The chimney company? Or the,
I think that company, the company part, or the movie thing, that's dumb, but there's plenty of other dumb things that have been going on. You know, it's a toss-up. You got chimneys, and then you got chimney sweeps, and then you got the groom.
Isn't that interesting? Two chimney-related stories in the same collection of maroons.
All right, let's give it to the UK.
By the way, let me check something real quick. I think somebody sent me something with idiot in the subject line this morning, and maybe I'll use that one instead. Well, it's gone wherever it was.
Uh-oh.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Are you talking about me?
No.
Okay, I got you. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination of the River region for over half a century, in part because of selection. I mean, with a 300,000-square-foot warehouse, they can handle any type of flooring in great abundance with an unlimited choices, really, in price range and style. Carpeting, mountains of rolls, hundreds of room remnants. Dave, the rug man, who can make you an area rug like he did for us, that just looks incredible. He's the only one with that gift, by the way, that level of craftsmanship here in the River region. Hardwoods, vinyl, luxury vinyl plank flooring, laminates, you name it. That's why we call Jeff the Lord of the Laminates sometimes. They've got it all under one big roof, 300,000 square feet. Not to mention, they've now started offering window blinds. And, of course, whether it's window blinds or maybe a new marble kitchen countertop, they have their own team of installers. 12 months good as cash for qualified customers, but nobody sets a better example in customer service than Jeff Mallinson, Dustin, Jonathan, Q, and the group at Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. This will be our final traffic update at 8:50.
Well, we have a couple of accidents still on the books. Use caution if you're in the vicinity of McGee Road at Carter Hill. Had a minor accident there earlier. also at Fieldcrest at Winchester. And if you're on Taylor Road coming up from Vaughan, when you pass the East Chase entrance, we have two vehicles off on the right side of the road right before I-85. They are off the road and all lanes are open there. Just watch out for folks walking around. Still very busy all over Montgomery this morning, including I-65 and 85, East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, 231 out of Wetumpka. Buckle up, drive carefully now. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey, welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
That's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
Well, here's more. The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
Windscreen?
It's that fuzzy ball on the end of the microphone. All the DJs talk into the same one, and they never clean it. DJs, they're a funny bunch.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee, made by an intern with bad hygiene.
Hey there, River Region area. It's time to tackle those resolutions and make sure your home or business is in tip-top shape. And for all your electrical needs, there's one name you can trust, Dawson Electric. Whether you're planning a remodel, constructing a new home, or require service for your existing electrical systems, Dawson Electric has got you covered. Need emergency generators installed? Looking to enhance your outdoor space with stunning landscape lighting? Dawson Electric is the answer. We do it all, for homes and commercial spaces alike. For more information, you can find us on Facebook. Search for Dawson Electric Company, LLC. Hit the like button and stay connected with us. We're happy to speak with you at any time. Just call 334-270-8024. Say it with me. That's 334-270-8024. For all your electrical service needs for home or business, call us at Dawson Electric. Dawson Electric, lighting up your world.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Zach with Bright County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It flew to the moon and stuck the landing with such grace.
Odysseus is found his new home.
But it did not take too long to fall right on its face. Odysseus has got news for you.
Malfunction.
Odysseus, all the pics aside view.
Hey, let's have an old-fashioned experience here and join Randy Burkhalter of Prattville Farm Center. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Budell.
Hey.
I always feel so...
And Mr. Tom.
Hi.
And Mr. Josephus.
Josephus. That's kind of a southern spin on Jay's name. How you doing?
It is. Doing fine. Thank you. You know, I think we got a little bit, and Rich may have a little insight in this. Are we having an early spring here?
Well, yeah, but we're going to have a major setback on Thursday.
Okay.
So, you know, 82 today is not a record. The record was last year when it was 84 on this date. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's so far been an okay winter.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it feels like an early spring. We've already started dipping seed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not recommending anybody rush out there and plant their squash this weekend.
No, that would be a mistake. Yeah.
I think it would be a mistake. Yeah. But we're certainly having folks come through and starting to think about planting and kind of kicking around the tires over here on the seed bins, getting their plans together. So, yeah, we're gearing up, getting ready. Fruit trees, we still got plenty of. Got another batch of baby chickens coming in Friday, along with some ducks and turkeys.
Nice.
So we'll have those coming here on Friday. And a great time to get out ahead of these winter weeds. Right now, you can get out there and either spray them, or we have a granulated herbicide that's excellent to put down and kind of knock back those winter weeds and give the grass a little breath of fresh air, so to speak, when they wake up from their dormancy.
And, of course,
we're ready.
You have it all mapped out. It's not just selling the products that grow, but how to plant them, when to plant them, how deep to plant them. All that information is available at Prattville Farm Center. Randy, we need your location and hours.
Yes, we're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just a little south of the Uptown McDonald's. And we're here from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday, for the pleasure of our customers.
All righty. We sure appreciate you, man.
Y'all come.
We will absolutely. And by the way, if you've never been, I've always called it like the giant Drucker store of the preferred community. It's very friendly, welcoming, and they have everything you need, including some very useful tools if you'd like to do things in your own yard. An article called Things Used to Work in This Country and Now They Don't. We'll check that out this afternoon. Alabama Unfiltered is next, and I will see you at 3 after.